The format for this evening, for the program, will begin with a presentation of the Zaz Awards, and that will be followed by a talk and presentation by our senior fellow, Dr. Robert Higgs, and that will be based on his very important new book called Depression, War, and Cold War, which has just come out from Oxford University Press and is the direct scholarly sequel to a book that he wrote. It came out about 20 years ago called Crisis and Leviathan, which is this book, which also came out from Oxford. And we can talk a little bit about why those books are significant as we proceed. Afterward, we'll have Q&A with Dr. Higgs. So without further delay, since 1991, the Thomas Zaz Awards have been annually sponsored by the Center for Independent Thought. And I'm very pleased to introduce the president of the center, Andrea Millen-Rich, who is here with her husband, Howard. Those of you who follow politics and public policy know or should know that Howard and Andrea for decades have themselves been making enormous contributions to the cause of liberty, more than almost anybody I know, in fact. And this work includes, in one way, the Zaz Awards as part of their portfolio of activities. Among Andrea's many activities in this regard, she's past president of Laissez-Faire Books. She's also served on the boards of such superb organizations as the Institute for Humane Studies, the Foundation for Economic Education, and the Atlas Economic Research Foundation. So I'm delighted to introduce Andrea Millen-Rich.
Thank you, David. I didn't know I was going to get an introduction here. That's very nice. I am always very pleased to preside over this award because I think it's perhaps the most important thing that the Center for Independent Thought does, confer the Thomas Zaz Award for outstanding contributions to the cause of civil liberties. For the past several years, we have been splitting the award into two, the general award and the professional award. I want to tell you first generally about the award. And I cannot, as you can already tell, I am not nearly as articulate as Ralph Rako, who wrote this when we first started giving the award, and I want to read it to you because it will tell you exactly what we're trying to accomplish. History shows that individual rights have been incessantly violated and are always threatened by coercive authority. That the price of liberty is eternal vigilance is a truth long evident to friends of freedom. Those exceptional individuals who dedicate themselves to guarding the liberties of their fellow man against the encroachment of the state deserve our recognition and our gratitude. For nearly five decades, Thomas Zaz has distinguished himself as the preeminent defender of individual rights in the fields of psychiatry and psychology. In this effort, he has had to brave both the current of the times and the pressures of a profession oriented toward power. He has remained the steadfast champion of the values of private property and voluntary exchange, the rule of law, and the open society. Uncompromising in his classical liberal beliefs, Thomas Zaz has been ready, indeed eager, to do battle with massive and entrenched establishments. His struggle on behalf of civil liberties has been indefatigable, sustained over a lifetime of brilliant intellectual accomplishment. It is only just, therefore, that an effort be made to perpetuate the work of Thomas Zaz by recognizing and honoring those who follow in his footsteps. The Thomas S. Zaz Award is a tribute conferred annually on a person or organization, American or foreign, judged to have contributed in an outstanding degree to the cause of liberty. In this way, it is hoped that in years to come, fighters in the cause of man versus the state will find an encouragement to persevere. It is understood, however, that the greatest encouragement they could find is in the life of Thomas Szasz himself. And it's so true. God, it is so true. Tom is an inspiration to me, has been for so many years, and I'm just always thrilled to be able to work in these fields. I've put out some copies of past recipients of the awards. I think one on every row. So if anybody's interested, you can look and see some of the previous recipients of the awards. We have, as I said, we have split the award in the last few years into the general and professional awards. The general award goes to a person or an entity who's done exceptional work to popularize the importance of civil liberties. And this year's recipient of the general award, well, I'm going to let the head of the Independent Institute, who is so gracious to host this event for us, I'm going to let him give the award to this year's recipient of the general award.
Okay. There's a lot I could tell you about Bob Higgs, and there's a lot more that he could tell you, of course, but for those of you who are not aware of the particulars, Bob is a senior fellow in political economy here at the Independent Institute. As I mentioned, he's editor of our journal, The Independent Review, which is now in its 11th year of publication, on schedule, I should say. He received his PhD in economics from Johns Hopkins University. He's taught at the University of Washington, Seattle University, and Lafayette College. In addition to Depression, War, and Cold War, and the book Crisis and Leviathan that I mentioned, his books include Against Leviathan, I have a few of them here, Rethinking Green with Carl Close, The Challenge of Liberty, also edited with Carl, a book called Resurgence of the Warfare State, The Crisis Since 9/11, as well as Arms, Politics, and the Economy, Emergence of the Modern Political Economy, Transformation of the American Economy, Competition and Coercion, which is the first book I read by Bob. Also a book called Hazardous to Our Health, FDA Regulation of Healthcare Products. And his scholarly articles have appeared in many academic journals. His popular writings appear in many locations, not the least of which have been the LA Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, and many other magazines and newspapers. But the real story about Bob is that Bob is someone who chose to be unmoved by the tenor of the times, and this is because of his dedication to the pursuit of truth and to excellence. And the pursuit of truth is based on a very clear understanding of moral ethics and the nature of human society. And as a result of this, he is best known for developing a thesis called the Crisis Thesis, which many of us believe is the best explanation for the growth and nature itself of government power. And he can talk a little bit about that later. But this thesis has become particularly visible to people in the post 9/11 situation, as government power on the federal level especially has just exploded in all sorts of ways that have nothing to do with security. And this has gotten the attention of a lot of people who didn't pay attention necessarily to things like economic history in the past. But they're beginning to see that there are certain lessons that we can take advantage of to understand what's happening for the future. So Bob is someone who is sort of a polymath in some respects, a sort of a Renaissance man, you might say, in that he understands a great breadth of the social sciences and can deal with them very effectively, and with those who have expertise in different areas to develop and advance the ideas of liberty, which Andrea is referring to, that we are so grateful for the work of Thomas Szasz and other giants on whose shoulders we all can stand. So Bob, I'm not sure how much I want to divulge about sort of stories, because we have lots to cover this evening. I'll just say one quick story. The book Crisis and Leviathan that I mentioned, I first was introduced to this project by a letter that I received from the research director I had at another institute I organized called the Pacific Research Institute. And this man's name was Bruce Johnson, who was at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And he'd gotten this proposal from Bob for a book, and he was saying, we definitely have to do this book. And at that time, I'd never heard of Bob Higgs, but I did get his book, Competition and Coercion, and read it. So I proceeded to try and raise money for this project. And I found that there was no one interested in this project. No foundation, no business, no individual. And the reason was because it was not on the immediate radar of the public policy debate. This was essentially in the early 1980s. But I was able to find one person who was interested, and that was an economist by the name of Murray Rothbard. And Murray had access to a small fellowship program at the Center for Libertarian Studies called the Ludwig von Mises Scholarship Fund. And they met, and they provided a small grant, and that made that book possible. And the other part of the story, just to close the point, is that not only was Murray so enthusiastic for this project, and I think foresightfully so, when Bob submitted the draft of the manuscript, we sent it out to reviewers, and we sent it to Murray for his comments, and Murray sent back a 20-page, single-spaced analysis of this project, this manuscript, with references that I suspect Bob, and I certainly had never even heard of. And that was the beginning of making Crisis and Leviathan a reality. So there are a lot of people who we're grateful to in this field, but one of them is Dr. Robert Higgs. So I'm very privileged to offer this award in Andrea and Howie's name for the Center for Independent Thought to Robert Higgs.
Thank you, David, and I want to express my thanks to the Center for Independent Thought, to Dr. Thomas Szasz, who's come a long way to attend this event this evening. It's a great honor for me to receive this award. It's not something I ever imagined I would be receiving, so it came as a real bolt from the blue when I received the message from Andrea that I'd been selected to receive this year's Thomas Szasz Award, and I'm immensely grateful. The award, of course, serves most of all to commemorate the life and work of Dr. Szasz, and it's that aspect of it that makes me so proud to be one of the recipients. I'm not much given to hero worship, but I will say with no hesitation whatsoever that I make an exception in the case of Dr. Szasz. If you don't know about his work, then I recommend that you, at the earliest opportunity, find out about it, because even if you have no interest whatsoever in psychiatry or psychology, I guarantee you that you will find this work fascinating in the highest degree, and that you will find Dr. Saz himself as an intellectual, a genuine giant. I'm sure we all have known people who were keenly intelligent. Dr. Saz is keenly intelligent. You may have known people who were wise. He's also wise. You may have known people who were witty. Dr. Saz is immensely witty. You may have known people who were remarkably learned. He's that too. And I could keep going. I've been honored to be the editor of a journal to which Dr. Saz has contributed several papers. And I can't think of anything that makes me prouder in having edited the Independent Review than the opportunity to publish these papers by Thomas Saz. So I'm not going to take up a lot of your time telling you the great esteem I hold for him, but I do indeed. I can't think of anyone for whom I hold greater esteem. He's one of the real heroes of our age. I think we all owe him an immense debt, and so for me, it's a tremendous honor to receive the Thomas Saz Award.
Bob, I also have a check for you from the... Ooh, an unsigned check for you. Try to get it.
Signed one, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
I would also like to introduce and mention that another member of the Saz Committee has flown up from L.A. tonight to be here for the award, Manny Klausner. So I'd like. I tried to talk him into, to get him up here to do this instead of me, but he wouldn't do it.
No.
The professional award for the Thomas Saz Award goes to a specialist, usually a psychiatrist or a psychologist or sociologist, who's made advances to Dr. Saz's work on a theoretical level. And that's certainly true of this year's recipient. I have to say, I do tend toward hero worship. No one is higher in my pantheon of heroes than Thomas Saz. In addition to all of the attributes that Bob mentioned, I am amazed at the fact that Tom, as we go along, we get more mellow and we slow down a little bit, except for Tom Saz, who perhaps gets more radical as he goes along. I don't know. He's certainly at least as radical. And... who told me last night that he has two books in the pipeline now, one in galleys and one coming out in the spring, and God knows how many he's working on in his head. He just doesn't stop. He's an extraordinary man on so many levels, and I'd like to bring Tom Saz up here now to give the professional award.